We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:47, and we're talking with Kevin Ingram, president of Manhattan Christian College, as the semester is going to be starting about a month from Friday, I guess it would be. August 17th is when classes are scheduled to start, and we're talking to kind of how the reopening is going and the impact the coronavirus has had on the campus. A lot of folks have been working from home, even over the summer.
Yes, they have, and I just want to give a shout-out to our faculty and our staff because, you know, obviously all of us in the educational world had to make a quick switch, and I think our faculty and staff just did an excellent job making that switch to online, not only in delivering educational material but also working from home. And I really have not seen a gap where I feel like, hey, you know, somebody was at home and wasn't doing their job. Everybody seemed to be doing it, and I'm really grateful for that team. And it gives me confidence moving forward in the plan that if, you know, if there is an even bigger spike that would cause, you know, us to shut down again and stay at home in our state, you know, I'm very confident, you know, as people have asked, are you reopening the college? No, we're only reopening our campus. The college has remained open and our mission has continued. And we've been able to have some Zoom calls with our donors and partners and shareholders of the college and express that to them. And I'm really thankful that we did it. We did it well, and it gives us confidence moving into the future. And I appreciate everybody and what they've done. And, you know, obviously it's had some extra expenses for us, you know, with, you know, we have some masks on hand for visitors if they show up without one from out of town and states and other cities in Kansas that aren't requiring it, but also just the hand sanitizer that we put around campus, the extra cleaning they come through and wipe our door handles several times a day. So, you know, some of our employees, you know, have had to regroup what they do in our maintenance department, but are really doing a great job of keeping our campus safe and clean. And, you know, just the extra supplies and everything have cost us some, but, you know, we're grateful that we were able to do what we have been able to do. And the team here at MCC is a big part of that.
Obviously, there's the financial burden that's being felt by a lot of universities and colleges across the country. What's the expense been like for Manhattan Christian College?
Well, you know, obviously there have been extra expenses. You know, for one, we had to refund our housing and dining for the last 9 weeks of school. And, you know, and that gave us a hit for sure because that's a significant amount of money. And when you're, you know, a small nonprofit, that not only helps fund what we provide in the dining and housing, but it also helps fund our annual fund. And so, you know, we did take a hit that way, but received some offset with the CARES Act and some funds. But we still had to buy, thankfully, all our faculty had laptops and were already set up on Zoom licenses. But we've also had to purchase some other laptops. Like I did not have a laptop that would have allowed me to work from home in Zoom. And so, you know, we had to get me a laptop. I pretty much function with an iPad when I travel. But to do this, to be a little more effectively, I needed a laptop. And so I'm just one illustration of other staff that we had to purchase equipment for so that they would be ready to go. And, you know, so between cleaning supplies, extra staff work to do a lot of things, computers and everything, there have been some extra expenses. And but yet grateful our donors have remained very faithful with us. There was a real concern that that would massively drop off. And it has not. In fact, there have been some extra gifts come in, of which we're very grateful for. So, you know, all in all, I really, while it's been a very challenging time, I really can't complain. You know, God's been faithful through all of his people in helping us out. So we really appreciate that. And our staff stepping up and doing extra. And that's been great as well.
Well, no doubt there's probably going to be a lot of folks taking classes online again here in the fall. And that's a real popular option and something the colleges can do pretty well versus their K-12 counterparts. But let's talk a little bit about MCC Online and how that's going to look.
Yeah, we have, you know, although we have an on-campus program, we also have an online program. And, you know, for a couple of years, we tried kind of a hybrid where they could either be in classroom or online for our non-traditional students who go to class at night and finish their degree. You know, it's for that student who has some college hours who can also get some experience from life credit, but yet still want to complete their degree. We have 2 degrees, management and ethics, and also biblical leadership. And obviously the management and ethics helps somebody in business world and the retail world who wants to complete a degree and needs to for maybe a promotion or just to better themselves. And biblical leadership has functioned well for a few who have wanted to transition careers and move from maybe the business world into a local church service and, you know, serving at a church. And so that's been very beneficial. And they can take that online. We are offering more and more classes online. And with this conversion last spring, it opened up the door for us to convert even more classes online. So we're going to be working on increasing that and moving to where those degrees aren't just a degree completion, but can be a full degree. And so we're making that transition right now, and it'll take us a year or two to complete that. But anyone interested in finishing their degree and think MCC would be a great place to do that, I would think it would be, obviously. We would love to have them call the school and talk to our admissions office, and they'll get them set up with our admissions program, Becca Strom, and help them be a part of that. We would love to have them as a student at MCC.
All right. Well, obviously that's a good option for a lot of folks, especially if, you know, maybe the traditional way of schooling is not ideal. As far as fall events are concerned, it sounds like there will be some, at least planning for it right now.
Yes, we are. We are planning that way. For one that we've offered the last few years, our free Bible class. Last spring, we moved that to Facebook Live. And so this year, it's just going to be offered that way this fall. You know, we're not going to transition it and try to hold it in person and then switch it. It went so well last spring, and we, in fact, doubled our participation from about 70 to 80 people to had over 160 people and people from other states and even maybe from a few other countries. And those are going to be on Monday nights starting on the 28th of September through October 26th. It'll be five Monday nights in a row. And Chris Pauls, one of our Bible professors, will be teaching a class on Christian theology. And so we would love to have people as a part of that, and that they can sit in the comfort of them and safety of their own home and take those classes, and it's a free class. And so we invite people to be looking for more information on it. If they want more information, have them call the school, 785-539-3571. We'd love to give them more. Then we also have our annual leadership breakfast, and we're approaching that like we will be able to have it in person. But again, if we need to adapt that and move it online, we will. Our speaker is Tony English, who works in the banking industry, connected with farms and agriculture. He used to serve here locally and is now based out of Omaha. He's going to be talking about the speed of trust and how important trust is in our world and in our workplace. And I think right now, even that much more important with more people working remotely. You know, I referred to that a little bit ago about the productivity of our faculty and staff, and they've done a great job with it. And so I think trust is so crucial in a business relationship. And again, we hope we have it on campus like we normally do. We have enough seating and chairs that we could still do it and socially distance while we do it. You know, we hope if not, we will be offering that online through Facebook Live for people to participate in. And then our golf tournament, it gives us a little more leeway. It's coming up on September 25th because we'll be outside. And it's $150 to play in it. And we've already got our sponsors from our local business community stepping up and sponsoring us. And we say thank you very much. And also golfers coming in. We just got a team in yesterday from Oklahoma City. So it's something that brings people to Manhattan, Kansas. We normally have between 130 and 150 golfers, and we hope to be that big again and encourage people to sign up and join us that day. We would love to have them. And it's obviously a fundraiser for the college, and so we appreciate people's support. Love to have them come out and play and join us that day.
All right. That's great. And, you know, golf's a good socially distancing game, I think. You know, you can go out there and be outdoors and don't have to necessarily be next to one another.
Yeah, there for a while you could, you know, you still can if you prefer to ride in your own cart. And the guys I golf with regularly, I've been telling them, you know what, I prefer to never ride with y'all again. So I hope this is the new normal that I can always ride by myself and enjoy teasing them about that. They know I'm an extrovert, so I'd rather have somebody with me talking all the time. But again, we just have to make the best of everything and be prepared.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the school year goes. Are you in contact a lot with K-State and Manhattan Christian Manhattan Technical College on kind of what they're playing?
Yeah, we really haven't met per se, but I'm sure all of us are following what, you know, all the posts that we post online and following what they are doing. So without meeting, we're still pretty aware of what each of our schools are doing and trying to mirror and learn from each other and glean from each other and the steps that they're taking and help us make wise decisions. We're also a part of Kansas Independent College Association. There's 19 colleges, and our presidents have had, the first 3 months had a three times a week call, and the last month and a half has been a once a week call where we just listen and glean, and here's what you're doing, and here's what we're doing, and here's some guidance we found, and just really trying to take advantage of, you know, there's so much information out there. How do we ferret it down and make wise decisions? And so, you know, we've been doing that as well. So it's been a fun process, but we're glad to have others out there doing it and doing it well, so we can learn from them.
All right. Well, the fall semester it's creeping up on us pretty quickly here. It'll be here in about a month. Any final thoughts here before we let you go?
Well, I think it's good for all of us to hear. Our student government picked the theme for the year of grace, you know, and that's that unmerited favor, that undeserved gift that we receive from God. But it's also a great theme for a year that we're going through right now. And if you look around our world, whether people are wanting to wear masks or not, and just all the relational tensions that we have, a great word is grace. And so I think we all need to handle the situation and the times we are in with grace, and give other people just an unmerited favor and an understanding of where they are, and try to consider their needs and not just our own. And so I'm glad that's our theme for the year, and I think it'll be very appropriate moving forward, as we will have to handle just the changes that will inevitably come with grace. And so it's a good reminder for all of us, not only here at NCC, but all around Manhattan area.
All right, well, we sure always appreciate getting to catch up with you, and hopefully very soon we can get you back in studio and doing this the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, hopefully maybe in September even. We'll look forward to that.
All right. Kevin Ingram again, our guest here on In Focus. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our show here for today. Thanks to him and also USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent, and Jardine Coleman, School Board Member. They joined us earlier, and they've got a meeting tonight starting at 5:30 with the work session, and the business meeting at 6:30. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Jason Smith on from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. He'll be joining us for the entire hour.
All right. Well, they've got plenty to update us on, especially with their request with the Manhattan City Commission last night. So that'll be good to hear from Jason and get an economic perspective of the city of Manhattan through the chamber. So good work this morning, Brandon. Thank you. Same for Mitch. And coming up on the other side of CBS News, Clark Howard, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Then it'll be Dan Patrick and The Game on the way here this afternoon from 4 till 6. Rain expected to continue on and off up till noon at least. It's 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN.